Life turns out very differently and much better if you have secure sense of self-esteem. Psychologists say that if you had perfect loving parents who made you feel unique, valuable, cherished, and loved, low self-esteem wouldn't be a problem. But without this near impossible theater of perfect parents, you have a mixture of positive and negative beliefs about yourself. As a result, self-esteem can be very fragile, and if you have a crushing personal experience, it can seem to disappear. One goal of a spiritual life is unshakable self-worth. That's an enticing prospect, so let's explore it and allow Deepak to guide us into meditation.
Most people have a sense of self-worth tied to two things: what they are doing and how they feel. If you identify closely with your work, the more you achieve at work, the higher your self-esteem. But if you lose your job or simply retire, your sense of worth starts to deflate, and there is a risk of depression. If you identify with your feelings, then your self-worth is built on shifting sand. Life brings sadness, pain, and suffering. If you have to feel good to feel worthwhile, lasting self-esteem won't exist. Despite the downside, almost no one discovers a more permanent way to feel worthy. We work and we try to stay happy, and those avenues feel normal. They are socially normal, but not the actual solution to high self-esteem. Spiritual values are different from anything that depends on the ups and downs of everyday life. In every culture, there has been a deep recognition that truth, beauty, love, compassion, and inner peace are eternal values. But there is a gap between this knowledge and actual personal experience. In spiritual terms, simply being yourself is the ultimate form of self-worth. Here, the self isn't defined as the separate ego. Being isolated, the separate ego finds no permanent worth in being itself. The ego has to succeed in its agenda, which can be summarized as grasping what it thinks it needs, or resisting what it thinks is a threat. At the ego level, you participate in life's give and take in order to take more than you give. In this way, the ego personality feels bigger and stronger, while beneath the surface, it feels insecure and anxious about loss. Yet, at the core of your being, you are simply yourself, needing nothing to feel complete. The ego always feels a lack it wants to fill, but there is no lack in simply being here. Existence is enough once you identify with a deeper level of awareness. In meditation, you experience being here with no overlay of thought and desire. Self-esteem isn't an issue, which is how it should be outside meditation as well. There's nothing to do, feel, or change about yourself. Instead, you fall back upon your sense of self, and you find that you are enough. "I am enough" is the expression of total self-worth. A shift is required, but only a small one. We all experience "I am," the simple sense of self that we take for granted. All you need to do is expand this to "I am enough." With the practice of meditation, you will naturally find that you are enough. And once your insecurity melts away, you can attain the spiritual goal of generosity. Secure in yourself, you can give selflessly without needing anything in return. In fact, selfless giving is a very good path toward generosity of spirit. The ego's habit of give and take becomes irrelevant, and selfless giving and being of service feel joyful and naturally bring renewal when they are anchored in the true self. As we prepare to meditate together, let's take a moment to consider our centering thought. Total self-worth is my essence. Total self-worth is my essence. Now, let's prepare for our meditation. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Begin to be aware of your breath and just breathe slowly and deeply. With each breath, allow yourself to become more deeply relaxed. Now, gently introduce the mantra, Siddhoham. Siddhoham. This mantra affirms that at the level of being, nothing is lacking and you are whole just as you are. This truth is what gives you your value and necessary place in the universe. Repeat it silently to yourself. Siddhoham. Siddhoham. With each repetition, feel your body, mind, and spirit open into an expanded state of awareness. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. I'll mind the time, and you'll hear a soft bell at the beginning and end of the meditation. Siddhoham. 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 It's time to release the mantra. Continue to sit restfully, inhaling and exhaling slowly. When you feel ready, gently open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate the centering thought. Total self-worth is my essence. Total self-worth is my essence. Namaste.